I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Looking for help with barriers to U.S. peanut exports? David Scott, Chair of the House Ag Committee, and Sanford Bishop, Chair of the House Ag Appropriations Committee, want the U.S. Trade Representative, Catherine Tai, to work to eliminate the European Union's non-tariff trade barrier for peanuts. In a letter to Ambassador Tai, Scott and Bishop say the EU's extreme testing standards have cost U.S. peanut farmers up to $170 million in recent years. Bob Redding of the governmental affairs group, the Redding Firm, spoke with the Farm Monitor at the recent Southern Peanut Growers meeting in Florida.
We have the safest peanuts in the world, yet we're expected to meet a higher standard. We're expected to meet a higher standard than other commodities that would be in our class for the EU. It makes no sense whatsoever. USDA, AMS, they test our peanuts.
U.S. farmers say the issue is the EU's unreasonable standard for aflatoxin, a naturally occurring toxin found in peanuts and other crops. The FDA established a maximum threshold for aflatoxin at 15 parts per billion for raw peanuts. The EU enforces an extra level of testing at European ports and maintains thresholds for aflatoxin that range from as low as 2 parts per billion. Carl Zimmer, president of the U.S. Peanut Federation, said U.S. peanuts are tested at every level of the supply chain and are some of the safest and highest quality peanuts in the world. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.